Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The center fielder, Solly Drake. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Paulus. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is hit by the pitch. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Drake. The throw from Bailey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Paulus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Paulus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulus strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to second. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pollas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Drake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Drake reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Post. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Post steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get post. Bailey moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. McMillan scores. Klipstein moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pollas hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth strikes out. One out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Drake hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow juggles the ball. That's an error on Crow. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-2 in the game. Klipstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Landreth. Klipstein moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-3 in the game. Pollas strikes out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Bell is walked intentionally. Klipstein moves to third. Temple moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klipstein tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Tremel now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to third for the out. Bailey moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klipstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 7-4, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to home to get McMillan. Klipstein moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Davis now pitching. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Stan Paulus. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Harmon now playing left field. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Harmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jablonski strikes out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Myers pinch runs for Hobie Landreth. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Jim Davis. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myers moves to second. Gale Wade pinch hits for Don Hook. Gale Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.